Shake Them Ropes Special Edition. Rob, WWE has come to terms with the release of Emma.
No! And that was going to be where we cut. That was going to be the entire update until WWE had to fuck it up even further and release other people. Yep. Yeah, Emma's gone. Darren Young, who was just involved in the Clippers wrestling event yesterday, he is gone. And Summer Rae's long national nightmare is now over. Yeah, WWE releases three, and by the time we're done recording this, there might be other names on the list. It's weird. It's weird to have it happen on a Sunday.
Yeah, I that's what I kind of got out of that too. But your point that you brought to me in that they have the weekend off because of the UK thing makes it make sense because, well, it doesn't make it make sense because they'd be traveling. They'd be traveling today to go to Raw if they're on that roster. So that's, although aren't they all? No, Darren Young's on the Raw roster.
Darren Young, I guess, was technically on the Raw roster, and Emma and Summer Rae. Yeah. Summer Rae.
No, Summer Rae's SmackDown.
Was she? As if it matters anymore. You know, Kane's on SmackDown too, right?
Can you name the last time that Summer Rae was used on the main roster?
For an actual wrestling match, it's been a while. I feel like she was losing to Sasha Banks there a couple of times on Raw. Just because.
No, I just mean in general.
I mean, I don't know specifically. It was earlier this year, I guess, right?
No, but it was for a. It was for a Breezango Fashion Police thing where she played the silhouette of what would later become Tyler Breeze in drag. That's the last time they used her on TV.
Okay, yeah, it's been a while, and you know she was perfectly reasonable. It's just these releases seem like, you know, Emma. They don't want to do anything with. Maybe they're still upset with the whole Emelina deal. Maybe she was on the outs. Maybe she did want to go. We don't really know yet about what's happening here. Darren Young is also strikingly weird, considering he was just returning off of injury. He hadn't made it back onto TV yet. They were doing something with him before he got hurt with the Bob Backlund deal. So they were doing something.
Yeah, but you can't cut him when he's injured. That's the thing. So, I mean, I could see that, but it's even weirder that he's at the Clipper game yesterday doing WWE night, and then the next day he gets his release. I know he's out here now because as I told you before we started recording, I actually ran into him at the gym out here one day, which was odd. But, and look, let's call it like it is. That makes the Asuka debut even weirder.
It is weird after this. I mean, because at least you had someone in the division who would still go on to wrestle others.
They're keeping Emma strong.
Well, and this isn't even the part that I was most upset by. There were multiple parts where I thought calling Asuka's debut a failure was ridiculous. One of them being that you can still have competitive matches with people who are still going into the division. Now, that one obviously goes out the window. The other aspect of it is the fact that you're calling it a failure 1 minute after it happened. And again, no one remembers debuts. No one does. They remember what happens after the debuts. The follow-ups definitely matter more. Now, people remember cool debuts, but that doesn't mean necessarily that the cool debuts will end up being superstars. It doesn't.
No, but cool debuts help. That was my point, more or less. But no, it just makes the logic all that
it's very
much
weird.
More.
It's very, I mean, they're always, Summer Rae is the only normal one out of this. You could expect Summer Rae. You know, she's been with the company for a very long time. She's not doing anything on TV, and they have so many women right now in NXT that you can understand. Is it great? No, obviously not. I wish, you know, if Summer Rae wanted to be there, that she can continue to be there. The interesting question I have for you on the Summer Rae front is, do you believe that her career was average? Did she underachieve? Did she overachieve?
Wow. That's weird.
Think about it for a moment too, because I'm on the belief that she overachieved, because with what she was doing backstage in a managerial role and an assistant to Dusty role, I didn't think she would ever do anything on the main roster at all.
I thought she overachieved on NXT when she was there doing the BFF gimmick. On the main roster, I thought she was given garbage, but I thought she did what she could with it. Like, especially, you remember the Dolph Ziggler Rusev program that she ended up being put with Rusev when they're doing that whole trying to split her and Lana up thing. I thought she did well. I mean, she was one of the better parts of that, I thought. I just thought they, and then, you know, and then if you follow her on social media, then she goes, you know, traveling around the world with rich guys doing, you know, modeling shoots or whatever the heck she's doing. And it's just a very odd thing after they just decide, well, we have nothing for you, you know, go travel the world or something. I don't know. I would say overall she overachieved just because, well, no, I can't say that too, because there were some people of knowledge who thought that she could have done something better in terms of in the ring on the main roster.
It's a very interesting point, because with what she did in FCW, I would say that she overachieved getting to the main roster, but then once she was on the main roster and you saw the potential in certain aspects, then maybe she underachieved after that, but maybe, you know, it probably wasn't her fault.
To go to something else you were saying, I don't find any of these cuts weird, given the conference call this past week, where they've been cutting costs, operational costs, and they've had a pretty good quarter. So I think they're just going to go and continue that.
Oh, sure. But I find the Emma one weird, because she's been a regular on TV and she was, you know, I obviously a loser. That's fine. But if you're going to cut losers, there's a ton of different people you can cut. And the Darren Young one.
Well, you need losers. That's the problem. You need losers on this roster, because otherwise, who do you feed to the winners?
I mean, who's the loser right now on that roster aside from Alicia Fox? Is it Bailey? Who's gonna lose to the Sasha Bankses?
Dana Brooke.
Okay, yeah, Dana Brooke. Yeah, Dana Brooke's still there. There's the one that's still there. Of Emma and Dana Brooke. Well, maybe she'll pop up. I've seen these tweets, and obviously we don't like when anyone loses their job, unless it's no. Is there anyone that you would want to see fired? Probably not. I don't think so. That would be cruel.
No.
Emma's gone. Impact Wrestling is there. You have the occasional pop-up women's events like Shimmer, Shine, that she could do, but that's not a full-time living right there, just working Shimmer. Is she going to be around the U.S. on the indies? Is she going to be one of these former WWE stars that wrestles all over the world on the indies, like doing a lot of these European tours or Australian tours? What comes next for Emma is going to be interesting, because she went to the Lance Storm School. This is a woman that looks like she wants to be in professional wrestling. This is not a person like Ryback, who may go off onto his own and not be seen in many places. Also, probably Stardom. Not someone who's a millionaire, who a multimillionaire who can rest on working once every month.
I could see Stardom.
Sure.
I could see, you know, with Ospreay wanting to go to the Aussie Indies and really get those going. Between them and what Progress is doing and WXW and them having, you know, high profile women's matches with people like Toni Storm and talent of that ilk, I think she could be a part of that non-US women's indies market that's starting to really, it's starting to come together. It's not there yet. There's still legions behind, you know, your Shines and Shimmers, but Stardom is out there. Rise is starting to get some play over here. You know, it's going to take a backer with some money, but I, you know what, TNA's there. Problem is TNA's cutting costs too, and they're in Canada, but I mean, that might appeal to Emma. So
good. It very well could. We have a tweet on the Twitters.
Uh-huh.
At Rusev Bull tweets, "If I go, I go." People getting ready.
Well,
there's Raw tomorrow, and then next week is the UK tour, where I believe folks from both brands are going. I believe it's Raw and SmackDown going to the UK. It's not just
one. You know what that means is that there are rumors of more. Yeah. That's what that means.
Rumors of more. I mean, Total Divas, I think Total Divas comes back now, like today. And Rusev is on it. He's not getting released. I mean, Rusev is not getting let go. Is he still in the program with Randy Orton, or is that over? Randy Orton and Kevin Owens are doing their thing now.
I have been told that he and Aiden English are now a tag team.
Ugh. That's just what they all need. That is just what they all need.
They may both be gone by the end of the day, for all we know.
Darren Young gone. People joking on Twitter. What is Darren Old doing in the Impact Zone?
Jeez.
Bad jokes. I didn't say joking well on Twitter.
You know, the one thing that Darren Young, I mean, it was my one regret about Darren Young is that he never got to play the John Cena character from Nexus. That was my quote unquote brilliant idea. When he made mm-hmm. that point in the promo, people say, I look like you. I wanted him to be the anti John Cena in the Nexus group. I thought that would have been such money for him because they really should have played off the resemblance thing at one point just for something.
Let's see here. Darren Young, I'm refreshing, you know, people are, I tweeted out at Shake Them Ropes, tweeted out, we're recording a breaking news audio on this. People are like, oh, you should wait. There might be more coming. What are you going to do if they release someone like, I don't even know. Is Cody Rhodes still there to release?
No, but here's an interesting question because we brought it up for Emma. Does Summer Rae go off and, you know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think she hits the indies, but I mean, I think she probably goes into showbiz of some kind, or she tries because she's out here, you know, doing that type of thing. What does Darren Young do, in your opinion? Because I think Darren Young also has his toe in the water about acting.
Yeah, I think he goes into other things too. I mean, we're not going to see these guys on the indie scene, I don't think. We're going to see him at the WrestleCon types.
I'm going to an audition. It's going to be me, Brad Maddox, and Darren Young. I can see this already.
Going for the same part, that'd be really interesting.
Well, I've already done it once.
I know. You went with the same part with Brad Maddox. Yes, now you'll be fighting all these former WWE names. What was your former WWE name, Jeff?
Nemeth's brother and everybody else, yeah.
Hey, I don't know about that.
No. The one that was in wrestling, not the one that went to jail.
Okay. Well, let's hold on. Whoops. What did I do here? Nope. Yeah, we're going to see. Let's see about if we can get our special guest on the line, maybe. Hello?
Oh, no video? You want to see my hair, but I don't get to see you all. What the fuck?
Hey, everybody, it's Sean Rossap. Sean Rossap is on the show. Sean, did you know that WWE released Emma, Darren Young, and Summer Rae today?
I did.
Of course.
I did hear that.
Well, okay. So, Jeff, I wanted to do a bit when I first DM'd you, and it was just Emma, and we started the show with it. I wanted to do a bit, just a 1 minute breaking news audio. Jeff saying the Emma release, me screaming no, end of show. I wanted both of us screaming. I wanted to have the tagline, Sean Rossap joins us to discuss Emma, and it just to be that. And then WWE had to release Darren Young and Summer Rae too, and ruined it all. WWE is ruining my Sunday.
Yeah, I was on the air while it happened, and what was supposed to be a 5-minute video turned into a 20-minute video.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And Sean Rossap explained to me, because you have explaining to do, how on earth can you defend that Asuka versus Emma match now?